I'm not hearing anything. Again, this is the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group, meeting on this frequency every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock for a chat about anything between ham radio and whatever topic is on the table. You don't have to be a member of New York City Transit to join in on the conversation tonight. Just check in and be part of the group. Again, my call is WA2AXE for the K2IRT group, and we're going to open it up for check-ins. Standing by and listening.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Tango Charlie Charlie, out of Highlands, New Jersey. Call sign Patrick. Listening.
We got KC2, Tango Charlie Charlie. Good evening, Pat. Do we have any other check-ins for tonight's K2IRT group? Alright, Pat, just looks like it's you and me for the time being. I'm doing a little different transmission today. We're over here talking from my camper. I'm out in my RV and just testing out all the radio stuff here. Go ahead.
Okay, where are you located at?
I'm just down the road from Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn right now. Still with the home QTH, but getting ready for a little vacation.
I remember the last time you said you were supposed to be going to like the Grand Canyon and all of that stuff.
It's my little vacation. I keep joking, I'm going to look at the world's biggest pothole.
I think the power on my antenna is too much because it keeps shutting my the screen off of my computer.
I wouldn't be surprised. 2 meters does that. Sometimes it bleeds over and gives you grief. Oh well. Well, happy to have you aboard there. As I said, I was just cleaning things up and putting things away and getting things ready over here. Yeah, we're going to go a week from this coming Saturday and take a nice easy ride. Been watching the weather reports and I'm happy to say it's in their 60s and 70s down there. So maybe I'll have a chance to warm up. Let me just take a pause and see if anyone else wants to be part of the K2IRT group tonight. Again, this is K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group. Come on in.
WB2YZX.
And good evening, Charlie. How you doing there? I sound a little different because I'm on the portable rig in the camper. Go ahead.
Okay, do I sound better or worse?
You sound fine. I just don't know how I sound out there. I'm using the Icon T7H. With this mini little hand mic, and I remember from past conversations, the guy said it was just a little too loud, so I have to talk low. Go ahead.
Well, sounds fine on this end, so I just turned the rig on. I don't know who else is in there, but good evening to whoever it may be. This is Charlie on Staten Island, WB2YZX. Back to you, Lobie.
All right, Charlie,
WB2YZX, and we got KC2, Tango Charlie Charlie, positive,
so, I think you're an exciting little neck of the woods there, Charlie, go ahead.
New and exciting, no. You kind of dropped out that last time around. I don't know if you're, what kind of antenna you're using there, but you were fine at first, and then toward the end you kind of went down in the mud a bit. But HTs will do that, or whatever it is you're using. And I'm playing with I got Verizon Fios the other day, so it's so nice to have internet service that's fast, and all those wonderful channels with nothing to watch, but anyway, new toy to play with. Back to you.
Yeah, Charlie, WB2YZX and the K2IFT group. No, I'm using an outside antenna. I've got that MFG antenna with the mag mount on the roof of the camper, and I've got the connector right into the handheld itself. I'm running it at high power, 6 watts, so this is what I have, and this is what I'll have to use, at least for the time being. Go ahead.
Hey, no big deal. No, you're fine now. I mean, just a little intermod or whatever, but everything is good. And, yeah, no, we were sending that email back and forth about that city in California that wanted to outlaw ham radio. I saw on QRZ.com today that the whole thing was an April Fool's hoax, so it never happened.
That's no fun. We were getting ready to gang up and bomb California there. But I have to tell you, it was good. It was good. That's simply amazing there. I don't know if you got the latest April CQ magazine, but they've got a fantastic April Fool's joke on stealth technology. Dr. Hans von Stupp, or whatever his name is, from Germany, invented stealth technology, and they showed this picture of a beautiful, pristine field, and the caption was, "You'd never believe this is a fully loaded antenna farm there." So, yeah, they're out there, Charlie, they're out there. Now let's pick up Pat one more time and see what's happening on his side. KC2TCC, come on in.
Okay, this is Patrick in Highlands, New Jersey. I was just wondering if you can hear me now. I turned down my antenna, so and actually, I'm on a handheld, so I don't know if it's really getting to you.
You're making it in here quite nicely. You're making it in here quite nicely tonight. So, what's new and interesting on your side of the world?
Well, I can't see my kids. I can't talk to them. Other than that, everything's fine.
Ah, the wonderful world of family law. Know that only too well.
Not only family law, New Jersey family law, where the woman's always right.
Yeah, well, same thing's happened up here, and thankfully I'm past that. Again, this is the K2IRT group. So, as I said, both my daughters are adults, and they're out now, and everybody's on good speaking terms. But I joke about it, and I shouldn't, but... You know, when you get hit a certain age, you say the dog is dead and so is your ex-wife. Got WA2AXZ here before I get into too much trouble. Let's just see if we have any other check-ins for tonight's K2IRT group. All right, nothing heard here. Again, this is the New York City Transit K2IRT group here, WA2AXZ at the mic. I was working on the camper tonight, I'm not happy the way they set up all the wiring between the campers and the grounds. So I ran a flat braided wire with a 20 amp quick disconnect. So now I have an independent ground. And here in the portable shack, I'll call it the portable shack right now. Been working on installing the upper antenna and additional grounds on that too. I do a lot of mobile work when I finally park at the campground, and 40 meters works quite nicely from here, but I've got a 160 meter hamstick, and unless you have an adequate ground, it just doesn't like to load up at all. But I'm going to do a little testing of it at Floyd Bennett Field Saturday if it doesn't rain. If it rains on Saturday, then I'll chase out Sunday and give it a go and see what happens. I'll get on the 40-meter rag chew in the morning and then do something else with the 160 just as a test. I got nothing else going on here for the club. Just passing emails back and forth. And again, between you, Charlie, Andy, and the rest of the gang, if you decide to go out and do anything at Hamels, go out and have fun and just be safe. WB2YZX, this is the K2IRT group.
WA2AX, ZWB2YZX, okay, and Pat, nice making you. I think you've checked in here once before. I should put you in the log, but I have so much paper on my desk here, I can't even find my log. Oh, God. I'm reading all my statements from my mutual funds and things, you know. It's dated March 31st. Oh, God, it's wonderful here. I just put it in the shredder and don't even look at it anymore here. But whatever, we all got problems, right? So, yeah, brother, yeah, I was on the air last weekend. I got into that DX, no, not DX, not the... Yeah, it was a Riddy DX contest. I got in there for a little while. I worked a few stations. Some Russia, Spain, Estonia, and a couple of stations on PSK. So, still doing pretty well considering there were no sun spots, but would be nice if the bands would open up a little bit. I can't wait for 10 meters to open up. Once that's open, that's where you'll find me all the time. But I don't see that happening for some time now. So, back to you, Lobby.
Wanted to check in. Hey, I know you're doing most of the PSK on 20 meters, all right?
Yeah, but on 20 most of the time. That's the only band that seems to be consistently open. I get a few spotty things on 17 and 15, but 20 is always the workhorse.
Tango Charlie Charlie, I heard you for a little bit and then you faded out there. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I'm a technician now. I want to move up to general and I want to move up. How would I go about, you know, taking the test, or do I have to have a mentor or something like that?
KC2TCC and the K2IT group. Big thing is to get the books out and study it, and you have to find out in the area if they're giving the VE, the volunteer examinations. There's ham fest all over the place. You just got to keep an ear out for QST or the CQ magazine, and if you think you're ready to go for it, show up at the ham fest, bring your tech license with you, and give it a go.
Administer the test for you, and again, you can go online and find a club nearby that will give you the test. So that's about it.
Because these 40 meter bands and these 20 meter bands and the 60 meter bands, can I get on them through the technician, or do I have to be, you know, go up one higher, or?
General ticket. General, you'll be able to use all the HF bands with just small portions at the bottom of the band. For you'll be a little bit restricted, but you'll have 90% of the band anyway.
I was thinking about getting a base mobile that would be able to hopefully work out, get all the bands and stuff like that.
Go to the ARRL site.
There's a band plan on there. It'll show you where you can work as general as opposed to other licenses.
Okay, a matter of fact, I got the band plan right in front of me. See, what you do is get the general. Once you get the general ticket, you get yourself on the air. But as long as you're studying, I can tell you now, don't stop. Keep going. Some of us, like myself, you know, we got our general years ago. You stop learning, and it's a real horse trying to get back on the bandwagon to go further. You got WA2AXE and the K2RT group.
It's a TGY.
A TGY. Come on in and make one. How you doing tonight?
That was for me, but if so, good evening, gentlemen. Name here is Bob. And yeah, when you're going for those tests, make sure you know all your formulas. Not so much for the general, but if you're thinking about the extra, make sure you study all your formulas and know them. Don't try to memorize them. And they'll allow you to bring in a calculator, but that's it.
Yeah, you got WA2AXE and the K2IRT group. That's good. Good advice there. Good advice. Pat, get the books out, hit the books, start studying. Once you get the general and you get on the air, you'll find there's a whole new world out there, especially with the rag chew groups. And I don't know if you're much into contesting, but definitely you can even do more experimentation than your heart desires. We turn it back over to Pat again, KC2TCC and the K2IRT group.
I find it amazing that if I put my call sign in a search band, how many times my name comes up.
Well, everything depends on what you did, what contacts you made, what databases you went on. You put K2IRT in there, or the even my call, WA2AXE, and Charlie's, anyone's really, and you'll find an entire list of things that were done in the past. Even if you check out the K2IRT, a couple of articles that we wrote up, and we were in QSD magazine about the group guides. All right, Charlie, let's give it back over to you, WB2YZX. You got WA2AXE and the K2IRT group huddling over a little light bulb, trying to keep warm, and I think it's about 52 degrees in here. I didn't turn on the heat.
WA2AXE, WB2YZX, okay, very good. It's funny, the other station, I didn't get his, I forgot his name already, but he said it's okay to bring a calculator to the test. Now, last time I took a test was 1969. That was when I took the advanced. And there were no calculators in those days. Actually, there were calculators because I was taking computer science at the time. The calculators were $11,000 and they were rather large. And you couldn't bring one anyway, but shows you how old I am these days. Boy, I tell you. Yeah, but if I would have had a calculator in high school, you know, you take things for granted now. You know, I look back over the years, you know, I have a calculator right in front of me here. The thing is about $6. And if I would have had one of these things when I was in grammar school, hey, you know, it would have been so great. And, what can I say? Times have changed. But, I'm ready to take the extra. I just haven't gotten around to going down and taking the thing, but it's actually kind of fun, you know. It kind of keeps the as a review, and just kind of keeps the cobwebs out of the brain a bit too. So it's I think it's a good thing to kind of do a little studying for something, challenge your mind every now and then. So one of these days I'll go down and get it over with, because I do want that extra space at the bottom of 20 meters. That's I at least want it before the sunspots come back. Back to you, Lobby.
Yeah, what's that, about 25 KC? A little bit more than that. But whatever the case is there,
yeah, definitely, Charlie.
Yeah, keep going, keep studying, and you'll have some fun. As I said, I'm sitting here in the camper, talking to everybody, and I have people out in front walking their dogs, and just people passing by, and they're looking at me, scratching the head. What the heck is this guy doing? I don't know. I feel like I'm hearing an episode of the Beverly Hillbillies. Once again, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting here on the ROW CMA frequencies from 8 to 9 o'clock every Thursday, unless we do a face-to-face meeting at the Power Control Center at 2 Broadway. If anyone's listening and wants more information about K2IRT, check out the QRZ website, and we have a little history of the K2IRT group and some contact numbers and emails and such for additional information. Let me stop for a second here, see if anyone else wants to join us before we go down to the top of the list. This is the K2IRT group.
Yeah, it would be KD3XL.
The gentleman that didn't get my call, and name here is Bob, Bravo Ocean Bravo. I have a question for him if he's still available.
Bob, that's Charlie, WB2YZX calling.
WB2YZX, WB2TGY. Did you say you have an advanced?
I got the advance back in, I think I just did about 1968-69, yeah, which is grandfathered at this point. I'm sure you know they don't issue it anymore, but quite some time ago, 40 years ago, so I was still a long-haired teenager then.
Tend to want to keep it just as the advance for the historical value of it. And the extra is not going to give you all that much on 80, it's only going to give you a little bit, and on the other bands, it's only going to give you a little bit. But no, you got to keep testing. I was licensed in 64, and 2 years ago, January, I decided that I think it's time to upgrade my license. I went for the extra.
What you mean? The truth of the matter is I do want that extra band space, otherwise I wouldn't even bother with it. And frankly, you know, the extra class that I see now is easier than the general that I took when I was in high school. So, you know, they have dumbed it down quite a bit. And, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, you get this question pool and you can almost memorize it. And, you know, back when you and I took the test, I mean, you had to have an understanding of this stuff, but it is what it is.
General, you had a true schematic. That would work. Of a working circuit. Now, that little extra, sometimes up on 80, it helps in the mornings. I work into Europe and AM on 80 with nice clean signals, no noises, no crashes. It is nice.
That's very good. Like I say, I remember the original extra class was a formidable thing. You really had to know your stuff. In fact, you want to know, if I remember right, you had to be a general for 2 years before you were allowed to take the extra class. And I mean, that was, you know, that was like comparable to a commercial radio telephone license in those days. But, I don't know if it's better or worse, whatever, but, it certainly has changed quite a bit over the years. I think we need to have another station in. Do you want to pick it up?
Try. We've got a KD3XL. KD3XL, come on in to make one. You got the K2IRT group.
Yeah, how you guys doing tonight? The name here is Anthony. Just getting started here on 2 meters, and just wanted to give you guys a call. See how I was coming through, how I sounded tonight. Located in West Harrison, New York, and this is actually my first 2 meter contact. Back to you.
All right, Anthony, KD3XL, got the K2IRT group there. Welcome to Ham Radio. I think you hear all the guys sitting back and we're talking about the different license classes and all that. You just getting your license very recently? Go ahead.
No, actually, had my license since I was about 12, almost 50 now. But I started out years ago in the hobby, and just over the years, kind of, not that I lost interest, just got busy, and I've kind of been on and off the last, you know, since I was a kid. So I'm just now getting back involved. I was big into HF years ago, and just now getting involved again, and thought that I'd give 2 meter a try.
I have to tell you, you got a great signal from Harrison, New York. I'm talking to you from a camper, an RV, in Brooklyn, New York, and you have to do that in New Jersey, Staten Island, and Brooklyn, and all those other foreign DX stations out there. It was great to have you back on the radio there. And like I said, don't stop at 2 meters. Go stick up that 40-meter antenna there and get on our 72 Rancho group, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I tell you, like I was saying, I used to be big into HF years ago, and I guess I lived in Mamaroneck for a while, and I got to put up a nice vertical, 640. I just worked the world from my apartment in Mamaroneck, but then I'm just here, and I have got the antenna up in one process right now of doing that. I'm actually talking off of antenna I got set up in my attic, and he's doing pretty good now.
Well, definitely, you should be talking to our dear friend Charlie, WB2YZX. He's the attic antenna king. Hey, Charlie, go ahead, pick it up.
Yeah, well, it's not even attic. It's more like a crawl space. I got with 4 dipoles up there and 2 satellite antennas. And it's not much, but it works, and it gets me around the world. And I really should take a picture of it one day, and I've been meaning to do that. In fact, it's a really kind of a rat's nest, and it's difficult to move around, and you got to kind of crouch a bit. But that's what I have, and it all works.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you know, I've had all kinds of antennas over the years. I'm from originally from Western Pennsylvania. I had couple different beams up and just, you know, enjoyed having them. But since I've come here, you know, you got to deal with what you're given. And just got done cleaning out my attic, getting it to the point where I could do some work up there and have a little room up there. And my wife asked me the other day, it's just it's a rental place that I have, and I get the attic that goes with it. And my wife said to me the other day, she wanted to come up in the attic, and I told her no. I said, you can't come up here. This is my space. Finally got it. Finally got it all straightened out, so she asked me if she could come up. I wouldn't let her even come up in my man cave, so back to you, over.
All right, Anthony. Well, again, you're more than welcome, and my ears perked up when you said Western Pennsylvania. Yeah, my family's from the southwestern corner of the Manassas-Charleroi area, right off the Monongahela River. Go ahead.
A couple of satellite antennas, which actually work in there, and I can operate 20 up to 432, and it's a lot of fun. Like I said, I don't even consider it a handicap. If I hear it, I could probably work it.
Yeah, you guys doubled there. Charleroi, Pennsylvania. Yeah, my grandparents are from Nemacolin, Pennsylvania. I don't know, Carmichael's area, Nemacolin, Pennsylvania. You know where that is?
That's a little bit north of the Mon Valley there, but yeah. As I said, it's a small world to see everybody coming to New York.
Well, I'll tell you, I came here, I have my own business in Pennsylvania. I have my own retail store, fruit and vegetable business, and I came here, my family was from Uniontown, originally Uniontown, Pennsylvania, and I started a produce operation with my grandfather. Came from Italy and started a produce operation, I guess in the 30s or 20s or 30s, and it's been in business all these years, and from my dad to my uncles to, I guess I'm the last of them, and basically had a business back there, and with the economy, I lost my business, and I ended up coming to New York to go to work as an inspector and down in Hunts Point. Probably know where that is. So that's what we're doing here. Over.
All right, Anthony. Well, definitely. If you're doing anything on Thursday nights at this time, we have the regular net for K2IRT. You're definitely more than welcome, more than welcome. And as I said earlier, if you get the computer out, if you check the QRZ webpages, QRZ, and put in K2IRT, you got some contact numbers and a little bit of the history of the group here. Yeah, we're the subway and bus group, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. And we got started about 5-6 years ago when we did the 100th anniversary of the New York City subway. And it pretty much took off. We've got a good group of guys. And depending on what's going on during the week, again, right now we're in the Passover Easter season. And I think tonight's the second night of Passover. So quite a few of the members aren't going to be out there. And, of course, tomorrow's Good Friday, and just for me to everybody else, no matter what religion there, you know, have a happy and healthy holiday there. With that, let's go to the top of the list and go down the works here with Pat again, KC2, TCC, and the K2IRT group. Come on in, Pat.
Hey, this is Patrick in Highlands, New Jersey. I don't have much to say, so I think let's take it on in. Okay.
All right, Pat. Well, it's great hearing from you. And don't give up studying. Don't give up studying there. Get that general and keep on going there. Because, again, once you get on the HF bands, you know, 2 meters is fantastic. You meet a great group of people on 2 meters, 440. But it really opens up horizons there when you get down to the HF frequencies there. Say 73s to you, Pat, and again, have a great weekend holiday. Let's turn it over to Bob now, WB2TGUI. She's all yours, Bob. WB2TGUI, still with us, Bob. Yeah, nothing from Bob. Let's see Charlie once again, and then we'll open it up for additional check-ins. Go ahead, Charlie, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX. Okay, no, not much more on this end here. I've pretty much drawn a blank. And, like I say, I'm kind of enjoying my fast internet access here. This is so much better than that dial-up stuff, man, I tell you. And, I had the Verizon guy here the other day installing, you know, the Fios, so they had to bring coax into the house and all this stuff, and I had to do something on a computer. This guy was, I don't think it was 19 if he was a day, but he was having a hard time. I ended up on the ladder pulling the coax through the drop ceiling and knocking the tiles out, and I did half the work, tell you the truth, because I just wanted it up and working, and I wanted them out of here. And he wasn't too good with computers either, but... you know, you get to the point, you know. I just want this guy out of the house. He's annoying me. But all's well and ends well.
I tell you, Charlie, this past Monday, I canceled the cable vision here at the house in Brooklyn. And they sent the guys in. And it was just like that TV commercial there. Like they had this sad look on their face. So the guy went up on the pole, pulled the wire, and then he came in the house, and I gave him the box. It was like, remember that old TV show that they had in the Civil War, Branded, where they start ripping off his patches, they start ripping off the badges and the sword and everything else? Well, that's what it felt like. We're just giving all this stuff away. But I have to tell you, I've been without cable for 3 days, and I don't miss it.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, now I got a couple of hundred channels with nothing to watch. The only thing I find I like out of this whole package, I like
History Channel and military history and that sort of things. And they got a few good channels like that on there, so I'll probably be stuck looking at that. But the rest of the garbage, hey, what can I say?
Oh, I tell you, this is K2IRT Group. What I did was I got those converter boxes and put them in the house, and I'm using the external antenna. And you saw that little antenna that I built, that little homebrew antenna. Well, that was just an experiment for me to play around with. But I'm on the outside antenna, the regular UHF, VHF antenna for the house, and it does the job quite nicely. I get all the channels. I think I get something like 30 channels now, because all the main TV stations have at least four channels behind them, and it even opened up. I got a crystal clear New Jersey network. I lost channel 21, but 21 is like a mirror image of channel 13 now, so we'll see what happens after June 12th. Funny thing, though, Charlie, and everybody out there, since I last spoke to that fellow, I believe in the Hudson Division, about the cable TV and the digital conversions there, and they were looking for ham radio people to help, nothing. Haven't heard a word. So either they have it well in hand, or they want everybody to sit back, put your fingers in the ears, and wait for the bomb to drop. This is the K2IRT Group, and we'll turn it over to Anthony again. KD3XL, she's all yours.
KWA2AXZ, it's KD3XL. Okay, yeah, that's, I'm sorry, I have to apologize to you. I didn't get your name. You know, we got together there for a second. I didn't get your name. What was your name, over?
I have two names, depending on who's calling me. The real name is Bob.
Hello, Bob. Everybody calls me Bob. Hello, Bob. I have the Bravo.
Got there out of that was your name. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden I had a little trouble reading you there. You want to try that again?
All right, we'll try one more time there. Again, I'm only on the 2 meter. Now this repeater has a 440 input too. What you should do is when you have a chance to get on a computer, type in a search for N2ROW, November 2, Richard Oscar William, these repeaters are all linked to get various frequencies, 2 meter, 440, 220, so there may be one near you that you can either hear better or transmit better on. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Bob. I tell you, this whole thing is brand new to me. You know, I heard you guys talking earlier about licenses, and I got my extra here, I guess, about 15 years ago, back when before they changed everything around. And I got to be the dumbest amateur extra out there. I don't know. I just, there's a lot of this stuff. This 2 meter stuff. I got on this radio, and I'm used to running old Drake gear on HF, and I got on this radio, and I've been playing around with this radio for 2 weeks before I made a single contact. I just, you know, figuring the memory out, figuring the PL tones out. I mean, I didn't know any of this stuff. I basically I'm on the self-taught method. I really haven't read much about it. I just, I bought this radio. I got a... A2FT7800, and you know, I was almost ready to buy the one that's got the split frequencies, and I said to myself, this is going to be way too confusing for me, and I'm glad I didn't, because it's taken me, I'm telling you, a good 2 weeks to get to the point where I even know how to operate the thing. Over.
Anthony, you're not alone. Anthony, you're definitely not alone there. As I said, when all of us started years ago, everything was vacuum tubes.
and we had the Drake T4X and the R4B and all the other 2 meter plague equipment, the Antico and whatever, and it was just a basic learning curve. Now you have to be a programmer. You get a piece of electronic equipment, and every button has 15 functions behind it, and heaven help you if you lose the book. Go ahead.
Yeah, I tell you, I'd really be lost without this book. I mean, I'm lost with the book. But I get in there and I try to decipher. It takes me a while, and you know, it takes me, you know, a bit to get this figured out. I got a bunch of old HF equipment that I want to get. It's not that I really want to restore it, but I want to get it repaired. Make sure everything's up and working good with it. Most of it was in operation about 6 years ago, so. My whole goal of this whole thing was to get started, you know, with on VHF, and then get my HF equipment fixed for up and running for the sunspot when the sunspots turn around. So, you know, so there's a guy. I'm sure you know who he is. There's a guy, Land Air, that does repairs. I don't know. Are you familiar with this guy? You know, I've seen some reviews on him, and he's got great reviews, but he's got a lot of good reviews, but he's got some horrendous reviews. Do you know anything about this guy, over?
Not me personally. I see a Charlie does. Charlie, have you heard this fella?
Oh, say not.
Well, you have to look at it this way, too. If the equipment was in storage and there's nothing wrong with it when you put it away, you know, there's certain ways of firing the stuff up. If it's the old technology, you put a 100-watt light bulb in series with the control panel, Andy, the power cord, and you just turn it on receive and let it cook about 4 to 5 hours. You try not to plug the thing right into the wall there, or it causes a lot of mischief with the capacitors in case anything goes wrong. But, well, we can put a call out and see if anyone else knows about it. I'll write the name down, and I'll ask the gang on 160 tonight and see what they say. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, it's Land Air Communications, and I mean, he's got like 100 e-reviews or e-ham, whatever it is. I was reading the reviews. He's got about 160 repairs on there, and he's only got a couple bad ones. But, you know, I got most of this equipment. It should still work okay, but it's been sitting, and it hasn't been in storage. It's been in my apartment. It's been in a warm apartment, but there's a few little things like, you know, I got a couple bulbs burnt out. I got on my Drake transmitter, I have, you get the little red pointer on it. I don't know what it's on, the RF tune. It's kind of stuck in one spot. So, like I said, I'm a dummy as far as this stuff goes. I mean, I wish I knew more, but, you know, I got my amateur extra through memorizing the question pool. The code, I had to take the code. You know, code was always something I never really struggled with much. But a lot of this stuff that I'm going to have to learn the hard way, I'm sure. But, you know, it's coming to me a little bit at a time over the years. Go ahead.
Well, definitely, Anthony. You'll get it again. Give it time. Again, this is the K2IRT group. Speaking with KD3XLL. And, as I said, I don't know if it's just a general repair shop or not, but if you have the Drake equipment, just give them a call. Give them a call or write them a letter there. Try to get an estimate. Because sometimes you send it into a repair shop and you find out that it's a true boat anchor, and it'll cost more than actually picking up a decent modern rig. All right, Anthony, just give me 1 second here. Again, this is the K2IRT group, meeting here every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock. If anyone else wants to check in, come on in now. Once again, it looks like everybody's out observing the holidays there, so it's just us for today. Let's just see if Bob ever came back. WB2TGY, Bob, you still with us? nothing heard on him. We'll give it to Charlie one more time there. And as I said, it's 8:45. It's almost time for me to pack up, get out of this pneumonia shack, and go in the house and get warm. WB2YZX, she's all yours.
A2AXZ and again, WB2YZX. Okay, very good. And, Bug back to ham radio. And it has changed quite a bit, and it was, how can I say, when I first got on when I was in high school, it was magical, and I have to say, after 40 years, it's still just as much fun as it was then, and it's not just about getting your license. I mean, it's a constant learning experience. There's always something new to try. You know, in the last few years, I've tried new modes. I've tried satellite, and it's always something new to play with. So it's a constant process, and it's a lot of fun. Like I said, there's always something new to try, and that's what's kept me going all these years, I think, you know. So, well, welcome back, and I hope you stay with it, because it's better than it's ever been, despite what you might hear from some people. But at any rate, before I got long-winded, and I have a tendency to do that, as you guys know. Back to you, Lobo.
Okay, the more you talk, the more it gets warm in this camper here. WB2YZX and the K2IRT group. Oh, well, as I said, ham radio is fun. I outfitted the camper with the Hustler, the heavy-duty ball mount on the roof. And I told you, Charlie, last year when we came back, we started having some intermittent problems. And sure enough, I took the thing apart. And they have a center shaft in the ball that's just press fit. And I found a whole bunch of white corrosion in there. So did a lot of extra soldering. And I have this conductive, the copper paste that the electricians use. I gave that a slathering of that. And we're going to go try it out this weekend and get this thing finally tuned up the right way. Got myself a nice ground rod. And when I am at the beach, if the tide is in, I just take the ground rod and throw it in the water. Couldn't ask for a better ground return than salt water, but we'll do our experimenting. That's half the fun of ham radio. I was looking at my Icom 756 Pro, and I keep looking at it, and then I look at the 718 that I have that we always use for field day, and I'm just trying to decide which one I really want to take. And everybody's talking me out of taking the 756. They said it's a great rig, but you don't want to bounce that thing around from here to Las Vegas, to Utah, to Mount Rushmore, and back again. So what I'll do is I'll bring the 718, and if that thing keels over, maybe I'll pick up something on the road. They got ham radio dealers all over the South, so I'll probably hit something down there. Maybe I'll finally get that second Yaesu 857D I tried to get last year, and be happy with that. But guys, I want to thank everybody for coming by. I'm going to pack it up in a little bit, and as I said, head back in the house and warm up. One thing that I have heat in this thing, but I didn't put the heavy line in there. I only put a line in here just to have the lights and the radio going here. So we'll turn it over to Anthony one more time. KD3XL, you got the K2IRT group.
Okay, Bob, yeah, thanks a lot. It's been good talking to you guys, you and Charlie, and I hope I didn't screw up the 2 meter etiquette yet, because I'm pretty stupid on it, I have to admit. But appreciate you guys giving me some time to get my feet wet here. But I'll definitely get back on here and listen for you guys. Appreciate your time, and appreciate you you being my first contact on 2 meter. It's I probably really showed as well. So, but appreciate you guys' time, and it's been good talking to you. And we'll talk soon. This is KD3XL Cliff.
All right. right, Anthony, and again, check out the K2IRT on QRZ if you have any questions there. You got all the contact numbers, or you can email me at the WA2AXZ at ARRL.net. My call letters at ARRL, and we'll try to help you along, definitely. Hey, you're a new old-timer, and welcome back to the radio. Charlie, she's all yours, WB2YZX.
Hey, WA2AXZ with WB2YZX, okay. And it's really nice making your acquaintance, and I hope you'll stop by again. And let's see what it is, though etiquette is such here. We just give our call sign every now and then. We go down and we shoot the ball, and it's fun. And we're here just about every Thursday night, so, you know, stop by, and we'll make a bunch of new friends here. And the funny thing is, I used the word Lobby, or Bob, if you will, back in the early 70s, I guess, on 2 meter AM. Never saw his face until about 5 years ago when we started the club on this job. And it was, that's when we figured out that I had been working him many years ago, and we renewed a few acquaintances, and one of the fun things about ham radio is, for me anyway, this club we started a few years ago has been, so fantastic as far as making new friends and trying out new things. You know, we do field days during the summer, and that's always a lot of fun. But here I go again, so good night, everybody. WB2YZX, bye.
All right, Charlie, and that was 1971 on the log, if I'm not mistaken, 1971. And you definitely, Anthony, you make great friends on the radio again. What you do is, if you monitor this frequency, and also check out N2ROW on the internet there, they have several nets along the way during the week. There's quite a few people out here on the morning time, actually driving back and to work, so WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group.